Louisiana and Texas permitted early voting in 1921. It's a slow-moving trend, but it's definitely taking hold.
Here is our back office, right? So this is normally just filled with our voting equipment.
Springfield, Massachusetts Election Commissioner Gladys Oyola says she's been preparing for the election before the election since 2014, when then-Governor Deval Patrick signed early voting into law.
I've been kind of sounding the battle cry for the past 2 years, and I don't think they believed that it was coming.
Clearly. In Massachusetts' third largest city with over 100,000 registered voters, the entire office was under construction until yesterday,
to kind of expand our front,
making
counter
a larger space for people to cast their early ballots.
Really,
new carpet, a second entrance. Volunteers and staff
worked
through the weekend.
And a voter would have to come into this door, in our main door.
We're building it, Oyola says, but will the voters come?
We asked the state. We said, what do you expect that our turnout is going to be, because they're the ones that are ordering the ballots for us. And
state officials told her, expect about 15% of people who usually go to the polls. In Springfield, that's about 9,000 early voters. And the ballots, not counted until November 8th.
We're going to grab the ballot. It's going to be kept secure in our vault back here until Election Day. And then on Election Day, it gets brought to the polling place.
The procedures and complications early voting can bring were a big topic when earlier this year, Springfield hosted a statewide conference for election clerks.
You know, just as a group, the clerks and the election commissioners have been a little trepidatious because it is new. So it's something new that we've never done before.
And after this year, Oyola says she would love to see the absentee voting process and the early voting process become one thing. It's possible. Looking around at other states, it's clear that early voting can reduce long lines on busy election days. Some voters like it, so do some politicians. And many election officials say, do whatever it takes to get people to the polls. So why isn't every state allowing for an early vote? In New England, for instance, states may not technically offer early voting, but there are other ways to vote early. Rhode Island and Connecticut don't have early voting laws, but the definition of who qualifies for an absentee ballot has broadened. You no longer need a complicated reason to get one. Wendy Underhill tracks these policies for the National Conference of State Legislatures.
In the case of Rhode Island, it can be simply that the voter is not able to go to vote at the appropriate place on Election Day. And actually, as I look at Connecticut's requirement, it says, will you be out of town during all the hours of voting on Election Day?
Still, in 2014, an early voting amendment question was on the state ballot in Connecticut. The voters said no. The state of Maine has been back and forth on early voting since 1970. Elections officials have now settled on in-person absentee voting. So has Vermont. New Hampshire, so proud of its first-in-the-nation primary, has for years been saying early voting is not for them. New Hampshire's chief elections official, Secretary of State William Gardner, told New Hampshire Public Radio it's just not needed in a state where voter turnout is high.
And so you have a country to look at. You have 50 different laboratories. And what I've seen just affirms the process that we have here and the turnout that we get here. And that's what it's all about.
And Gardner says early voting diminishes the significance of Election Day itself. On the streets of Springfield, Massachusetts, some registered voters agree, and some don't even know early voting is an option. George Cannon says this year he's sticking to November 8th.
I'm going to go on the regular day just because, you know, I want to have the longest possible time to think about everything, although I already know basically what I'm going to do.
Cannon says he's definitely in favor of early voting. Anything that helps people get out to vote is good. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.